So many people don't go to church because of their sins, because of their grievous sins, and they're ashamed of things that they have done. And not all the time people are telling them the truth on how to get free from sin. They feel condemned, and so they don't hang around the church and the body of Christ. But Jesus said that his gospel was going to go around the whole world before he came. And so he left apostles and he left disciples to share the word, to help win souls. And it's our responsibility as Christians and believers is to put the truth out there, is to give the word of God to the hurting, those that need help, those that have come under condemnation and shame because they feel like the Lord won't forgive them. And so God is a God of love, and his love is forever in the earth. He's never going to lift his love out of the earth. When people scatter and go their own way, God is still going to be directing the universe. He's still going to be directing time. He's still going to be directing traffic on how we can get to his love. John 3:17-18 says, "For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." So this is the word that draws unbelievers to God. This is the word that draws people that are in sin and shame. The word of God. He has declared his word. He doesn't go back on his word. He's not a liar. He is the guard that never sleeps. He knows all things. He's in our thoughts wherever we are. We cannot escape his voice. I don't care if you have a relationship with God or not. When he speaks, whoever he speaks to recognizes his voice as being king and as being Lord. Sometimes he'll speak one-on-one. Sometimes he'll speak to the masses. But he doesn't want us to feel alone. He never wants us to feel ashamed. He never wants us to feel abandoned. Isaiah 43:2 says, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with thy right hand of my righteousness." And so God is speaking to us, and his voice carries volumes. Even though he speaks in a still, small voice, hallelujah, whenever he speaks, his voice pierces through the thickest of walls. And he is a forever God. He's saying today that I am a forever God. I'm the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. I don't change. God never made a plan to leave or abandon man. It was God's intent that man would always be by his side and have a relationship and be able to communicate with him. And that's why he created us and made us after his likeness. And God is saying today that he has watched over us in our infant stages, and he will continue to watch over creation until every breath of life is drawn away and swallowed up from man. But God wants us to know today that sin separates us from him. Hallelujah. He's saying, "Know that my hand never push you away." If you're a man or a woman and you're in sin, God is saying, it's not him that push you away. It's your sin that separated you from him. Hallelujah. And God is saying to the sinner today, "I never put you on the enemy's doorstep. I never did give you away." Hallelujah. But he wants us to know that since whoever is living in sin that got lost and trapped, that he's coming for his own. Hallelujah. He created us so we belong to him. Hallelujah. He is the God of peace. He is the peacemaker. And he is the one that renews our strength when we get weak. Hallelujah. It's like God is writing a love letter to us today. And he's speaking. Hallelujah. He's speaking to those that are in deep sin, that have been caught in sin. And he knows the hurt. He knows the sorrow that you go through. And he knew that we would need a savior when we sinned. God knew we would need a saving grace, and that's why he sent Jesus. And this message today is to those who are in deep sin, whether they know they are in sin or not. Hallelujah. Where the enemy have just trapped you in your mind. Hallelujah. And you're just living in so much turmoil and don't have any hope of living a normal life. And God is speaking to the child molester, the abuser, the pedophile, those who practice bestiality, those that carve body parts as a
hobby, those that have murder syndrome, masochists, and the like. God is the deepest of sinners that are in deep darkness. That's who God is speaking to today. He wants you to be drawn to your love today. And it's my responsibility, it's every Christian's responsibility to those that are in sin, living in the valley, hallelujah, in deep darkness. And God is saying that it's like you're living in a strange land because you've been like driven into another country because your sin separated you from God. But he's calling you back home today. Hallelujah. Read John 15, 5 through 7. Read John 14, 1 through 3. Hallelujah. To hear what God is saying to you. And it's like he's sending a rescue boat out today. For 1 John 1, 9 says that if we confess our sins, that he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. To whoever it is that's hearing my voice, you know that you're in sin, whether it's fornication, whether it's adultery, a deep, dark sin, child molester, abuser, you're a murderer, you're a thief, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. If you have allowed darkness and sin to separate you from the love of God, he is calling you back home. I'm giving you the word of God. Hallelujah. This is the declared word of God. If you repent of your sin, you still have time. Hallelujah. To experience eternal life. And I pray God's blessings over you. I pray his mercy over you in Jesus' name. I pray that you receive the word of the Lord that's prepared for you this day in Jesus' name.